Kevin?
Rich, Kevin Paul at 517.
Oh, shit. I'll call you back. Hold on. Shit. Oyvey, Kevin Hall, Bill Stansbury, Ellie Bernstein. November 17th. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How's the connection?
It's got a little static.
What's that?
It's got static. Okay, hold on. It's still got static. Well, when you talk, it doesn't, but when you don't talk, it does. Hello? All right, hold on.
You're getting him?
Yes. I called you last time by accident.
All right, hello?
Bill?
I'm here.
Okay, hold on. Kevin?
I'm here.
Oh, modern technology. Can you imagine that? We can conference. They used to call it a party line and it took an operator. I swear I still need one of those women. Holy cow.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Good, how are you, Bill? Good, thanks. Hold on.
Kevin? Bill?
I'm still here. Can you still hear?
Kevin?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Bill,
can you hear me?
Bill, can you hear Kevin?
Yeah, I hear words occasionally. It's a little garbled, but I think I can get the gist of what you're saying. Hopefully. If I can, I'll let you know.
Okay. I can actually hear both of you decently. Bill, you're a little garbled, but I tell you it's pretty clear on my end.
Okay.
Is Elliot still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Matter of communications.
So, Bill, I'll let Kevin start.
Just a couple things. First of all, I guess Elliot was, well, and I guess I did too, just curious how comfortable you were, with everything that was coming up in yesterday's call. As far as, your own attorney, not being a part of whatever is scheduled with Ted Bernstein, and then some of the other things that were coming up. So I didn't know if that's something you folks had already talked about ahead of time, or if that was all new for you, or kind of where you're at for all that, or not even sure I understand the question, Kevin. Well, so let's make it point blank. I mean, you have an interest, obviously, that you're trying to pursue, right? And I thought you also had kind of like an understanding with Elliot that knocking Ted out was the first order of business. And yet we have, or Elliot has, and the case has, something scheduled for December 15th, which is all about Ted Bernstein. And your own attorney doesn't plan to be there. And so, where's your position on that? What do you feel about that? I don't have feelings. I guess the observation is that my understanding, and I guess Peter's, is that was a Shirley Bernstein trust construction hearing, which we have no standing in. You know, we fought that battle, Kevin, and unfortunately we have no headway there, so we're just sort of on the sidelines waiting to see if Elliot can, accomplish the objective of having that trust construction challenged. I don't, you know, for us, if we can go, we can sit, but I don't know that, you know. I was going to say, we could go and sit, but there's no, you know, it seems to me like it's a waste of our time just to go and sit.
Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Just the trial lawyer that I trained under in New York, who was voted year after year the Capital District region, which is the Albany area, but it encompasses many counties. Trial lawyer of the year, year after year after year, she taught at the law school, trained with her, took her class. She's since become the first female federal judge in upstate New York. It was really, really basic civil trial practice, like 101, like one of the first things you're taught. When you have a party in interest, such as Ted Bernstein, testifying and putting evidence into another proceeding, which really is kind of directly related to the proceeding that you're interested in, you're sitting there, you're watching the testimony, you're watching the answers. I'll give you my bottom line point of view. I hear the number of $300,000 that you supposedly paid for attorney fees, and then I hear things like, you never bothered to go get a document from Chris Pringle, and no one's bothered to get all this lick stuff. I don't know where $300,000 went. That's between the two of you, but none of it.
Most of it went in Judge Colin's court. Believe me.
What's that?
I said in Judge Colin's court, and out of curiosity, what right do I have? I'm a creditor of the estate of Sherman. My action is in Judge Peter Blanc's court in West Palm Beach. What right do I have to go to Chris Pringle and ask for anything?
Isn't Chris Pringle like intimately involved in all of the, you said it yourself, all of the business, all the investment accounts of Simon, you're looking to, you sued Simon's estate, right?
Yeah, his estate and his trust. And all of that is going on in Judge, it's all going on right now in Judge, I think it's Coates, I need a scorecard to keep up with this, but
Phillip.
In Judge Coates' court.
Phillip's
court. Phillips, whatever, I forget who's who in the noodle there, but, I've been giving names of the people that need to be, that needed to provide information to Brian O'Connell. I'm extremely perplexed as to why Brian, who has all the standing in the world, to go to Chris Pringle and say, I want to see every damn thing that my, the deceased Simon Bernstein had set up, and give it to me.
Correct.
I don't know that I've got standing to do that. I think if I go to court and I win my case in Judge Glass court, and then somebody is saying, well, you know, we don't have assets to pay or whatever, I think at that stage of the game, we have the right to go and find out where assets are and what's happened to them. But I don't think we have the right to go in and say, let me see what Simon Bernstein was doing with his money before his death. At least that's what I've been told, Kevin.
Well, and maybe that's true, and I think Peter said something about, pre-judgment discovery. There's really no pre-judgment discovery. But doesn't the discovery ultimately relate to the ultimate lawsuit? I mean, if money was getting moved from a different account,
Well, but no, but he's saying, Bill, for example, did Cy take that money out that you're alleging they took of yours, and did he put it into, you know, his homes in Shirley's estate? Did he put it into the things you alleged that Cy put the money into in your complaint? I mean, you allege that Cy took the money out of the business and put it into his pocket. Personally, that would go into the Chris Prindle accounts, obviously, you know, wherever they were, Oppenheimer, Stanford, or whoever.
Well, I guess that it's the company. Kevin, when you hear that number, it's not supposedly, it is fact that that money has been paid. It's been paid over a course of over 3 years, and as I said, 99% of it, well, let's drop it to 97, has been paid in estate issues, not in my litigation over in Judge Blunt's court. That's a lot of money to me. I'm not sure, you know, in your world that there's a lot of money, but that's a lot of money to me. I'm a participant. I'm not driving the train to a certain extent. I have to rely on my lawyer. Now, my lawyer is not acting in my best interest. That's a whole other matter. But why is it that Brian O'Connell, who should have taken the reins on this fucking thing a year ago, why is it that he hasn't received, Chris Prindle, what he's asked for?
Well,
these are questions that I see a better answer of Brian O'Connell, not out of me.
Well, sure.
Fair enough. Although yesterday, I mean, I think Elliot was starting to go down that path with Peter. And, you know, Peter didn't really have a lot of good answers, and yet, you know, Peter said he talked with O'Connell just last week. Now, Elliot gets, I don't know if you know this yet, so if you don't, obviously, you just don't, but, you know, Elliot gets a document yesterday from O'Connell that shows O'Connell being unavailable, like filing a notice of unavailability, like he's not even going to be around on the 15th, and one of the things I was going to ask you, because Peter said at the end there, you know, just, you know, let us know how you can help. I mean, I'd like, if you don't mind, you know, to reach out to Peter and ask him to get O'Connell on the phone and say, hey, are you not going to be there on the 15th? Because if O'Connell's not going to be there on the 15th, that really says a lot. That's, you know, not only do you have the fact that why hasn't O'Connell gone out and done all these other things for the last year of the anyway, but now it looks like he's not even going to be there on the 15th. Okay?
Yeah, I know what you're telling me. I know Elliot shared with me about O'Connell, I don't know, when was that? Was that yesterday? But I hadn't acknowledged that until Elliot told me. I thought all the parties had agreed on it. On a
basis
that worked for everybody.
Bill, it's a runaround. They're trying to leave me in a court without you, without Peter, with me and Rose, and Phillip's going psycho trying to guardianship me, take away my rights and everything else. Are you going to let that happen? Is the real question. And my question to Peter is more deep in that you brought O'Connell to the table. You told me, hold off on removing Ted today. We're going to get O'Connell to file this thing I just wrote. And he's going to file that, and we're going to get rid of Ted, and we're going to be on to a hoopla, and everything's okay. Well, I've been bamboozled and fucked since that point. My kids have been thrown out of school. I've been starved for God knows how long. While these two haven't done anything, but it appears throw me down the road to the lion's den, and both of them cowering out and acting like we shouldn't be there. You should be there. I'm your partner in this. I've been there, you know, I'd be there for you in every step. And I just, I can't even imagine the gall in saying, you know, go into Phillips court, not that I think it'll ever happen, but, you know, the fact that this was laid out like this, where, you know, O'Connell's running away, I mean, it's like a scam. It's like I've been frauded again.
Right, and, you know, I'm
mean, I'm not sitting here trying to suggest running up your tab or bill with anybody, but in terms of something, I guess that concept is return on investment, right? Like, if I'm looking for a return on my investment, I want my trial lawyer watching every move that Ted Bernstein makes. I want to know, is he sweating when he takes the stand? Is he hesitating, hesitating in his answers? What are you going to do? You're going to wait and try to read a cold record, a transcript from, a month later that doesn't actually maybe tell you everything? I mean, there's so many things that go on during the trial. To me, that was a little bit shocking and frightening that, no one was planning to be there. Until I heard yesterday, and now more clearly today, I didn't realize it was a trial. I thought it was just another parade to fucking North Palm Beach to sit around and give each other a handshake and then drive back to them.
I love you, Bill.
Fair enough.
I had no idea. Nobody let me know that.
Well, because it's the strangest trial we've ever had. There's no witnesses, no witness lists. There's no procedure followed here. It's Coates. I mean, it's Phillips trying to corner me, and Peter and Brian running out of town and hiding and trying to pull some crazy batshit shit to take my kids away from me and stuff and turn this upside down on me. I would expect Peter and Brian were in my corner. Obviously, they're not. They're against me working with Rose.
Understand that this was a trial.
Yeah. He explained to Kevin the whole trial procedure here.
Well, you explained Kevin asked him what the trial procedure was, but I don't know that Peter knew before the call yesterday that there was a trial if he separated me. What were you doing?
He's not invited.
How would he have known there was a trial? Should he have known that?
I don't know if he was on the service list or not, so he might be absolutely correct. And that is, he did say that he had nothing on his calendar for that.
Believe me, he had to figure out a way to do more before he would figure out.
I'm not trying to say, hey, run up your tab. I'm just saying from a trial point, if this is going to be a trial with testimony, right, Ted has to be front and center. It's his petition that Phillips is ordered to trial. So I don't know if it goes forward, without Ted's side somehow putting evidence in there, right? So that means getting on the stand and, swearing under oaths and actually giving testimony. So maybe you're right, because Peter did say that he didn't have anything on his calendar, so maybe he just didn't know about it. And if he didn't know about it, that's a different story. If he knew about it, I guess that was one of the things that concerned me, concerned Elliot, is that here Peter had a conversation with O'Connell last week. We see 5,000 things that O'Connell hasn't done. I mean, as Peter brought O'Connell into this thing, Peter had Elliot hold off from doing some of the stuff he was going to do because O'Connell was supposedly going to do it. And then, as it really turns out, it looks like O'Connell's jumping ship to what should be the most critical, important case coming up, what everyone's actually been waiting to happen.
Oh, by the way.
Let me make sure we're on the same page with Peter's involvement with Brian. When Cohen appointed a PR, he asked for folks to have somebody that everyone could agree on. And Elliot may recall the old hat trick, things were going to get thrown into a hat, and people would then, that's how it would be picked out. Peter was familiar with Brian from other work, apparently, that he's done like this. There were other names suggested. I think it was an agreed name that Cohen and the other parties and Peter agreed upon. I don't think that Peter went in there and said, this is the guy, and they just automatically...
Peter brought him in. Peter brought Brian to the hearing.
Peter submitted two names, Brian's and somebody else.
But he had Brian there. But he had Brian there. He's the one who orchestrated having Brian there.
And I don't discount the fact that he introduced Brian to the process. And therefore, in my opinion, that should have had some benefit to our side. I'm as upset as you, Elliot, because, again, all of the bullshit that's gone on has cost me money. It should have been, let's take this thing by the balls. Let's get after the tax return. Let's get after the commission statement.
Right. Missing inventories, missing inventories, and now they're going to throw me into
all of that stuff. Where is it?
These guys, Peter and Brian, are going to allow Phillips to throw me into a lion's den. By the way, Peter was aware of the hearing because the order was issued in Simon's estate.
An order was issued in Simon's estate to have a trust construction trial?
Yeah.
In Shirley's estate?
Correct.
Okay. Well, again, I can't speak for what he knew and didn't know. All I'm saying is that he and I aren't talking about any trial on anything.
Well, you guys might not have been planning on going because of, your no dogs thing in Shirley. But he definitely knew there was a trial being for the construction with Alan Rose on the 15th. He was served that by the court. By Phillips himself, not.
Well, I didn't know there was a trial. What I knew is that there was something going on the 15th. I'm not sure who told me, but I didn't think it was something as meaningful as a trial.
Well, Phillips, in that transcript, Phillips says, we're having a trust construction trial in Shirley. It's pretty clear. But, okay, so here's the point. Here's the point. We see what they're doing. They're trying to scam this to take my kids, guardians. We know Alan Rose's plan. We have it all laid out. And so, I look to my allies, and where are they? They're running out of town. The guy that Peter brought in is running out of town. And I think Peter might even have a legal obligation for bringing people into a case and have some kind of responsibility over the person you bring in, which I'll check the Florida bar rules, but I'm pretty darn sure. It's beyond my comprehension that they talked last week and Brian didn't say, well, I'm going in for Shirley and yada yada. And Peter say, wait a minute, the whole thing was to get rid of Ted, not have an attempt for Alan Rose to con a judge and put us all into jail. Because I'll guarantee you that's where they all go when this goes down. If it ever goes down, which I don't think it will. But having to look at it from that perspective, Bill, I'm blown away. I mean, I was kind of hurt. I didn't like his rude behavior again with me. I'm sorry if I interject. But I've got to say, Peter, is on the other side at this point. He's definitely not jumping up and down on O'Connell saying, hey, why haven't you... Here, ask yourself this, Bill, to really prove out if Peter's representing what I at least think. He filed that Ted's not a valid trustee, right?
Right.
Where do you file it?
I don't have a clue.
Well, I sent you the document yesterday. It's an answer to Shirley's trust construction. So he didn't even file a motion to notify the Simon Trust case or Simon Estate case that Ted's not a valid trustee. And yet he's continued to work with Alan Rose and move assets and do all kinds of things that can only be concluded as serious fraud in a guy that he's claiming over in Shirley's trust case is not a valid trustee under Simon. He doesn't say Ted Bernstein isn't a valid trustee under Shirley. He says Ted Bernstein isn't a valid trustee under Simon in Shirley's trust construction case. Now, read that document I sent you yesterday. That's his affirmative defense to Alan Rose's trust construction case. So he filed in there and said, Alan Rose is trying to have these documents heard in the Shirley case. here's my statements. I don't know why he affirms or doesn't challenge all of the documents. That's really strange. But he'd have to challenge the document he's operating under, which is kind of bizarre, since he doesn't really know if he's the trustee yet, or the estate PR, legally. But, you know...
I don't recall seeing anything that you sent to me yesterday, there's a trial on the 15th. I'll be at the trial.
No, but it's not a question of that, Bill. It's not. You look at it as, you know, you're going to be at the trial because I'm going to call you as a witness. And I've got about 10,000 questions that, you know, I would ask and expect, you know, that you would give the answers to. Those kind of, which are material to the trust and the trust construction, and, you know, you've witnessed the documents and signing, so under sworn oath, you'll, you know, put in the statements you've told me. But, you know, by the way, who's gonna testify on behalf of the trust construction, Alan Rose or Ted? Neither one of them were a part of the construction of the trust. Ted says he didn't even know what I was doing until after. So how would he be part, you know, I mean, it's so stupid. They need Spallina and Tesher. We're going to be subpoenaing all those people. Phil, you know, I mean, it's a hoax what's going on. It's like an attempt to scare me, which it doesn't. And I'm just saying, you know, when looking at who drew lines in the sand here, you know, Peter and Brian, you know, basically abdicated everything we've said we were going to do. We have Ted removed, put in forceful things, go, you know, instead of pointing out to the police and everything that the Shirley's condo items are missing, they're working a scam with Alan Rose that I can only, you know, report to federal authorities as a fraud. And they're all involved. And they're all standing around with their fingers in their ass saying, duh, I don't know. I didn't. Maybe the judge didn't read it. You know, come on. This is all insane. And so, you know, I just was really bothered yesterday with that stance of Peter, you know, not jumping up and saying, hey, I brought Brian O'Connell. Let me give him a call. I'll get him on the horn right now. I want to know why he's not notifying the court that Ted's not a valid trustee, which is equivalent to a fraud. The very fact that he said that's not fraudulent or it's civil versus criminal.
I believe that he's done that.
Who?
I believe that Peter has told Brian that his next action needs to be exclusively Ted Bernstein being removed as the trustee of the
But it's person. Not the next action. They jimmy-rigged another action first to try to disable Elliot. And is Peter going to stand by while a judge in Simon's estate case that you paid for him to go to makes a ruling in Shirley's case that's going to try to exclude me?
What does he need? What does he need to do? Can he file a motion to terminate that trial?
Hell yeah. He should, first of all, terminate that Judge Phillips is out of his mind. That the case was moved to him improperly. It's inconvenient to everybody. You know, that I think he should have stood in line with me and said, Martin Colin's order should all be voided. This is, you know, I'm putting in a joinder. I think you should put in a affidavit saying what the hell is going on as well. I mean, there's a bunch of things. But they're not doing those things. What they're doing is helping Alan Rose get me into a dark room with Phillips and think that something's going to happen there that's going to win this game for everybody, but it isn't.
All right, let's assume for a second that Peter can't do anything to stop the train to pull up the station for December 15th.
Well, then file a report on Brian O'Connell with the administrative judge, notifying him that Brian Connell knows of an invalid trustee operating, moving forward in fraud, and he's just sitting by watching it. Or you call Brian out on it to the court. You know, Brian O'Connell needs to do something here that's, you know, on the right side, or else we're dealing with the wrong guy. We're dealing with, you know, somebody who's on Ted's side at this point. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to get rid of me, knock me out of the documents, try to claim that I don't have an interest, my kids need a guardian. They're really going along with all that? And no, they've all stood in this courtroom. They all know what's going on. Brian O'Connell knows that Ted's acting fraudulently, and he's not going to notify the court. Well, then we should be notifying the police and the court that Brian O'Connell is part of a criminal operation, including fraud on the court and fraud on us. Because all the guy's done to me.
Does Brian ever get back to you when you try?
He's a fraud con artist at the first degree, as far as I'm concerned at this point. This guy's lied. He walked out of that. He had Joy come over and tell us that she had talked to Alan Rose, and he told her all along the property wasn't going to be there when she had just submitted documents that said something else. Those people are trash. They're lying scum trash. In my book, they go to hell. Dark place. Long time.
Can we just hold out here for a second? Because I want to clarify something first. Well, I want to clarify something, but I want to say something else first. Which is, at the end of this, what's that? Hello? Hello?
Bill?
Yeah. Well, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, everybody's here.
I'm not getting much of a signal. Hold on. You haven't. Tell you, my wife just came back in from the store. She's got a lot of shit out because she's in the trunk that I got to get out and carry in. Can I call you back in just a few minutes?
Yeah.
I'll call you back early. Then you can keep Kevin on the line or not. I'll get to you as soon as I can.
All right, thanks.